also Tav Shinayin Hey. This is the following. We have a pasuk in Perek Yud Beis pasuk Mem. It says Moshe ben Yisrael Asher Yashuv Mitzrayim Shloshim Shana Barbamil Shana. The amount of time that ben Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. 430 years. This is in a case Shloshim Shana Barbamil Shana. That's in Yisrael. Yosef called Tzivas Hashem Eretz Yisrael. But was at the end of 430 years. On that day, that's when they left. So that's strange. Number one, the amount of years that the Jews were in Egypt for, in which they had slavery, etc., was 86 years. There were 210 years that they were actually down in Egypt itself. 400 years from when Yitzchak, right, was born until they left Egypt. Where does 430 come from? Avraham Avinu was promised 400 years, your children are going to be gerim in a strange land. 430 comes out of nowhere. So this number is such a problem that when the Jews rewrote the Torah into Greek, and when they had the Septuagint and the Chacham, the 72 Chachamim got together by Ptolemy to be able to rewrite the Torah in Megillah Dav Zayin, they changed the wording. And they said the amount of years that the Jews were in Egypt and elsewhere was 430 years. Even they had the problem because they knew that if you look this up, you're not going to find 430 years. So it was such a problem they had to change the number. So what in the world does the Chumash mean, and why would the Chumash say 430 years when it isn't? It's simply put, it isn't. According to the Seder Olam, the Bris Ben of Asarim took place when Avram was 70. Now that is weird because Lech Lecha is when he was 75. So he was 75 by the what's it called, when he went to Lech Lecha. The Bris Ben of Bisharim seems to be after that. It's in the middle of Lech Lecha. So he'd have to say, according to Seder Olam, seemingly it is, right? That sounds like it's the first time, but it isn't according to this. According to the Seder Olam, the Bris Ben of Bisharim was 5 years earlier. He already had spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He already had a Nebuah. And that would make sense. It's 430 years from the day of the Bris Ben of Bisharim. The Bris Ben of Bisharim was at Pesach 30 years earlier, so that's that.
If it happened at 75 anyway, because Torah was around, it wouldn't say 425 years ago.
Well, it could be. No, you could do that. 426 maybe not, but 425 isn't so bad. I mean, you can get that, but you wouldn't have something like that. But either way, this is how the Seder Olam wants to answer the question. He says that the Bris Ben Bisharim was at 70. Well, then you have 430 years from that day itself.
It happened like right after the Bris, you know,
how do you know that was right afterward? Maybe it wasn't right afterward. Maybe that's out of order. You take the entire parsha, you switch it over to the beginning of Lech Lecha, right? If you take it and you say Emok to Mocha Matara, then it doesn't have to be. There was no official order, so to speak. So it's 7 years before you
that Abraham had Yitzchak at 100, and he got that promise at 99.
Got the Bris at 99. Bris Ben Bisharim is a different thing.
What's Bris Ben Bisharim?
When they had between the covenants, where you have the two parts, and he walked in between the animals. Right, and he was promised that his kids would be here in a strange land. He said the words "Bamaida," etc., all those things. Right, so that happened. There's somebody said that's going to be there, but 99, everybody says he got the Bris Milah. Now, the Zohar, Rashi, and the Rashbam all go with that. They all say that answer. Rashi says it straight out. The Zohar, the Rashbam, they all say it's 430. But it's a big dochak to say that number one, the parsha is entirely out of order. That's number one. Number two, that Avraham had been to Eretz Yisrael. Avraham had been to Lech Lecha, Eretz right? Lech Lecha, may Eretz Yisrael, may Eretz Yisrael, may Eretz Yisrael. The land that I'm going to show you, that being Eretz Yisrael, for the second time? That's just a cheap way of getting around it. It's very, very strange when you say something like that.
Also, it's hard to say that because most Nebuah only comes in Eretz Yisrael and there.
You don't start off outside of Eretz Yisrael. Very good. That's based on Yonah. Right? But there is a strange, it is a strange thing altogether. So Targum Yonah's Menuziel says this as well. But he says a very, very strange way. He says that the 30 is really referring to 30 Shemitah cycles. Well, 30 times 7 is what? You can do this in 210 years. So they spent 30 Shemitah cycles in Eretz Yisrael.
That's pretty weird.
That's 210 years altogether, which they were actually in Mitzrayim. And then 430 years from the Bris Ben Bisharim. Now, if I was the owner of New Zealand, I would have said the following. I would have said they spent 30 Shemitah cycles in Mitzrayim, and there's 400 years from the day of Yitzchak. That's what I would have thought you would have said, but he didn't say that. By the way, regardless, there's a Rosh Hash in our Ruch and Daflam and Gimel that speaks about this. Regardless, that's the onus of Nozio right over there. For this reason, because in other reasons, the Ibn Ezra doesn't like the answer of 430. He says, no, 430 was not when the Bris Ben of Bisharim happened. 430 is when they left Ur Kasdim. If you look at the end of Parshas Noach, Terach brings his son, Avram, his son's wife, Sarai, right? And then Lot, as well as whoever else he had, and went to go to Eretz Yisrael. They never made it. They left Ur Kasdim and they went to Haran. They went to Haran, and they went there at the age of 70. Avram, at the age of 75, is told to go to Eretz Yisrael. From the day that Avram left his birthplace of Ur Kasdim until the time that they left Mitzrayim was 430 years. And that means you're going to be a ger from that point. That's the point. And that's what the Ibn Ezra says, that's the cheshbon. The Sforno says that's what it means when it said he had the bris ben of Asarim at 70. He didn't have the bris ben of Asarim at 70. He had the bris ben of Asarim at 85, 86, whatever it was, sometime around the times of the war, after he was 75. He had the bris later on, the bris ben of Asarim later on. However, the bris ben of Asarim was said as if it was at 70 because it was meant for him to get that bris ben of Asarim at the age of 70. Says the Sforno, since at the age of 70 he left in order to eventually get this nevuah, therefore it says if he got it at 70, but not that literally he got it at 70. Now, all those answers are there, but those are not the same type of answers as we're used to. That's all 430 from the bris ben of Asarim in some way, shape, or form. Says Rapersh, the word moshav is usually used as a settling. I mean, obviously in Eretz Yisrael you have a moshav, right? That's what they usually have, right? So you have a settlement and things like that. Shlomo Melech once used the word in Malachim Aleph used the word of moshav to teach the manner of seating, how they were seated around the table. Not just that they were settled, but how they were sitting around here. So too, it could be that this is the manner of how the Jews lived for 430 years. It doesn't mean that they settled in Egypt for 430 years. They didn't. They weren't settled in Egypt for 430 years. They were seated in a certain way. They lived in a certain vein, in a certain way for 430 years. What does that mean? From the time that Avram Avinu either left Haran or got the bris mitzvah, all the Jews always acted in the same way of, we feel like we're gerim. We feel like we're waiting to get into our promised land. They were like that for 430 years. They were always aliens. They always felt like gerim. They never felt at home. That's how we end up learning it out. However, there was certainly a purpose to the 430 years. Rabbi Victor Miller says the following. When he left with a mission. He left in a mission. What that means is, Avram had completed his formulation of his ideology, how he wanted to live his life. He wanted to show it to other people. That's what Avram wanted. He wanted to show his ideology and everything he was about to other people. He was constantly tested, right? Him and his children, for the next 430 years to see how they would hold up with that ideology. Some people failed. There were people in Mitzrayim that died during Kol Shech. There were people in Mitzrayim that didn't leave at the end of the day. And those people failed. But for 430 years, the Jews as a whole, even if it wasn't the majority of them, the Jews were able to pass their tests. Avram did, Yitzchak did, Yaakov did, the Shvatim did, and Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim did. And they did that for years, for 430 years, until they finally became a nation. That's what it means that the hosts of Hashem, Tzivos Bnei Yisrael, went forth from Mitzrayim after 430 years. Not to go and made it, but the Tzivos Hashem, those that stood for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that wanted to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that followed Avram Avinu's ways, they were the ones who ended up leaving Mitzrayim, and they were the ones who made their name amongst the nations. Meaning, they created their own nation after 430 years. It took 430 years of tests and everything like that, and that's the pshat. But still, says the Chassam Sofer and Drashos, why would you word the pasuk so strangely? They didn't live in Mitzrayim for 430 years. They didn't. So what does it mean, Mitzrayim? Says the Chassam Sofer. If it would have said, Moshav Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, then you'd have a good kasha. Because they didn't live in the land of Mitzrayim for 430 years. What did it say? Well, Moshav Bnei Yisrael Be'Mitzrayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, Mitzrayim does not mean Egypt. Mitzrayim means as in a Mitzar, as in borders. They were in borders. They were in almost like a temporary dwelling place. As if they were in their own little world for 430 years until finally now they became a nation. Now they're ready to get the Torah. Now they're ready to be separate from everybody else because they're going to say Nasa Benishma. They were able to become Kadosh. They were able to take themselves away from Tumah. That's what they were able to do. And that's the pshat. It's not that they lived in Mitzrayim for 430 years. They lived B'Mitzrayim, meaning with borders, with limitations, with things that they had to do for 430 years, and that decision-making process ended at that point. So it's a Victor Miller's idea put together the Chassam Sofer within the word of the pasuk itself. What were you going to say?
Arthel brought down that it wasn't a matter of it being Mitzrayim, or just like how we're currently in...
Oh, and Gullus and exile, etc.
Period of...
That's what he says. Hey, it's the same basic idea as what Rav Victor Miller. Rav Victor Miller says there's a point to it, and that's the same thing as Rav Hirsch, saying that Moshav is not really settlement. They weren't living in Mitzrayim, it was as if there was sort of like a seating arrangement. That's what it would be. They all go together. I feel that Rav Hirsch, Rav Victor Miller, and the Chassam Sofer all go together in this. Now, the Ramban says a little bit differently. He rejects Rashi's answer, and he says the following. Hashem was telling Avram that his children would be out of their land for a long time, over 400 years, but he didn't specify. Avram was told, your children will be gone for 400 years, but it could be more than 400 years. I'm not giving you an exact number, and that's what he meant by rounding up a little bit. He said 400 years. It actually was 430. It actually was 430, but he didn't mean 400 bidavka. There were extra 30 years here. Why 30? Because think about it, when they left Mitzrayim, did they go straight there to Eretz? No. So there were 40 years that they were stuck in the desert for, right? The Ramban says, crazy little shot over here. He says, the 30 years is a hint to the 40 years. They were actually out for 440 years. But the 430 is, there's a chance that you'll go in after 430, depends on what you guys do, right? There's a chance it could be 400, because you could go into Eretz Yisrael immediately. But it's 400 and then round up. Do whatever you can do. It's going to be something. Either it's going to be 430 or it's going to be 440 or it's going to be something. Says the Ramban, his first answer is that they're not going to go in. So in actuality, they were in Egypt for 210 years. And there was another 30/40 that they're going to be in the mid-4 for. And that's what it means, they're going to be gone for 430 years. But the 430 is a different type of number. That's an unreal answer from the Ramban, that everything is just sort of like rounded in some way. Listen to this other answer over here. It's possible, he says, that there were extra 30 years added on. Now, we know from a cheshbon, if you do a cheshbon of all the years altogether, we know that they were in Egypt for 210 years. That means they accepted the Torah in the year 2448. They went into Eretz Yisrael in the year 2488, right? We know that. And then you can figure it all out. That means that the base of Mikdash was totally destroyed by 3338. You can figure out everything, right? By doing these years, you can go through and you can figure out all numbers. Everything works out well. The Ramban knocks everything out. The Ramban says that they were actually down in Mitzrayim for an extra 40 years. 30 years, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. 30 years altogether. What happened was, when they were about to leave Mitzrayim, after 400 years were up, Hashem lifted the people and they were terribly sinning. They were terrible people. Well, they're terrible people, they didn't deserve to leave. So God kept them there for an extra 30 years. They should have been gone after 400 years. But they were so bad that he added on 30 years to where they were. Now, do you guys remember there was Shevet Ephraim? Did you ever hear that Shevet Ephraim left early?
Yeah.
They left early out of Mitzrayim. How many years early did they leave?
30 years.
There you go. You know why 30 years? Says the Ramban. Because they didn't miscalculate. That's how everybody learns it. They miscalculated. They thought they were supposed to leave 30 years early. They didn't miscalculate. They left after 400 years. But they were wrong, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to leave yet. So how long were they in Mitzrayim for? Not 210. They were down there for 240. They were 240 years. Similar, we see this elsewhere. Remember Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to be in jail for how many years? Supposed to be in jail for 10 years. But what did he do? He went to the butler and asked the butler to bring him out. So what happened to him?
He got stuck there
for another 2 years. So we see this concept. He was supposed to leave after 10, but because he sinned, he did something wrong, therefore went a little bit more. That's the idea behind it. It's the exact same thing. Think about it. Bnei Yisrael was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael immediately. But because they sinned, they ended up staying in the Midbar for 40 years. The concept is there. It's the exact same thing. They were supposed to leave at the end of 400 years. But because they didn't daven, because they didn't pray, because they didn't have anything going for them, they stayed for an extra 30 years inside there. Now that explains, as we said before, what happened to Ephraim when they were destroyed afterward. Not only that, but it also explains our Geula as well. Geulas was supposed to end a lot earlier. In Daniel, it says either 1290, 1350, however many years, but it was supposed to end a lot earlier. Says the Ramban, our sins expand our gullus. We should have had Mashiach hundreds of years ago. Hundreds of years ago. But our sins add on to the amount of years that we spend. And that's what happened over here. So because of that, we don't have 400 years, we have 430. It ended up being 430. We don't have, let's say, 1400 years of gullus. We end up having 1900 years of gullus. That's the sad part. We have years added on because we got messed up. It's a scary thought, isn't it? It's a scary thought. So the time is up. Our Geulah should have already been here. Says the Ramban, we just messed up, and that's the reason why we haven't been saved yet. And he said this 8 centuries ago. That's scary. That's not scary at all. The Ramban said we already messed up, and now we're 8 centuries later, and we still haven't been saved. That's what the Ramban says. That's the second answer. The Abarbanel says that as well. The Kliyakar adds on to it. We know that 4/5 of Bnei Yisrael died during Makas Choshech, right? They didn't want to leave Gerim, the goats, because they wanted to be there, whatever. They wanted to be Toshav, and they no longer wanted to be Gerim. So that's the pshat. Avraham Avinu was promised his kids would be Gerim for 400 years. But if they don't want to be Gerim, then it's going to be more than 400 years. If they want to be Toshavim, it could be 430. He's promised Gerim for 400. But Toshavim could be even longer. Toshavim was 430. And that's what ended up happening. Avraham Avinu, his promise was something different. And again, the same thing says the Klei Yakar over here. It's the exact same thing. We were promised that we were going to be saved from our Geula at a certain point, says Daniel. And we didn't want to leave. Nobody wanted to leave. We were perfectly fine with where we were. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't mean to say it this way, because maybe it'll be a little bit different by different people. Can you imagine if Mashiach would come in the middle? I'm just saying from my point of view, okay? I know you're not a Baltimore fan, but if the Bears would make the Super Bowl, be in the Super Bowl with 5 minutes left to go and they're up by three. I don't know, they're down by three and they have the ball going into it. How many people would want to leave? Or let's put it even easier. The Cubs making the World Series for the first time in 100 years, right? To be able to make, and they're winning. They're in game 7 and you're so excited everything's all there and now you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's that. People be like, just give me a few minutes. Just give me a few minutes. People don't want to leave. And I'm using those as examples. You don't want to leave your house. You don't want to leave your stuff. You don't want to leave anything. I remember somebody telling me, would you want to leave your fish tanks? Yes, I would leave my fish tanks. Okay. And they think that I'm a god to my fish, but that's not enough for me to be able to stay in America when Mashiach comes. But that's the idea, that people just don't have that. Now, in a more extreme explanation, the Rabbeinu B'chai and the Rabbeinu Hanano bring down, there were three kitzim for the Jews. It was 400, 210, and 430 altogether. And he goes through all of them, but he says the strangest thing. If you want to check it out, it's really one of the strangest things in the world. And he says there's always possibilities of when Geula could happen. There's always three. By Daniel, it says 1150, 1290, and 1335. That's the three dates that are given for Daniel. We don't know when those dates start from, but those are the three dates. You always have a chance of something happening. But I would look up the Rabbeinu B'chai. The Rabbeinu B'chai is one of the strangest things in the world that's out there. Now, a couple other ideas over there. Malbim says the Kiddush, the Moshav, is not referring to the Jews. It's referring to the actual place they have lived. Goshen, as a city, was created 5 years before Avraham Avinu ever went to Eretz Yisrael. Did you hear that? Goshen was created as a city when Avram was 70. So when was the Brit Ben Abisarim? I don't know. Who cares? It was something sometime later on. Okay? When did he go to Eretz Yisrael? He went to Eretz Yisrael at 75. But when he was 70, Goshen started as a city. When the Jews left Goshen after that time, right, when they left Goshen, Goshen ceased to be a city for the rest of all time. Goshen never was a city from that point on. So for 430 years, there was a city by the name of Goshen. You get it now? The Moshav of Bnei Yisrael, meaning Goshen, the city that they lived in, was around for 430 years. That's the idea behind it, yeah.
That's very nice, but why would the Torah care to tell us that? That's like possibly the most useless information.
Says in it, Steve and the Malbim, they both say the exact same answer, to tell us that everything was set up for us to go to Mitzrayim even before Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael. Everything was already set. We had a city that would remain our own. I want you to consider for a second. How many people are slaves and yet own their own land, have their own houses, right, and have their own livestock? The Jews owned cattle and sheep in Mitzrayim. Why? Because they were separate from everybody else. They were completely separate. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we went down to Mitzrayim more than anything else. And Goshen being a city shows us how big of a gift that was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us a gift of Goshen, and that's the idea behind it. The Tziv says that as well, that when Avraham Avinu made the right decision to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needed a settlement for his kids to be in Goshen where they wouldn't be hurt. That's the idea behind it. In a way, you could say that it even applies to America. We need a place before Mashiach comes to be used to learning and getting used to these things again and to have freedom before we came in. The Chassam Sofer says from his son-in-law, there was a heter to live in Mitzrayim for a total of 430 years. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Remember, he did that when he came there. So he went immediately down to Mitzrayim. And they went there, and there was a heter to live in Egypt during those 430 years. But after that point, we're told, you can never go to Mitzrayim ever again. Can't go to Egypt, you're not allowed to return. So for 430 years, it was a heter to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's that, what? That's a kasha. The Rambam says that he was doing a chit by living in Mitzrayim. The Radbaz as well. Are you allowed to return? Okay, but that's that. But the Chassam Sofer says, based on the Pasuk, Moshav Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, the only time we're allowed to live in Mitzrayim is 430 years. Not allowed to live more, not allowed to live less, and that's that. That's the idea behind it. My only problem with that is it's off by 5 years. because Avraham didn't go at 70, he went to 75. But either way, that's that. We got two more answers over here, and that's that. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says Menashe and Ephraim were born 5 years before Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim. Okay, so how long were the Jews down there for with Yaakov? 210, right? But Menashe and Ephraim were 5 years old when they came down, so they were living there 5 years earlier. 210 plus 5 is 215, right? Now, when they worked in Mitzrayim, they didn't only work during the day, they also worked at night. So this, from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, this is a Medrash, says if they worked day and night, they were slaves for 430 years. 215 years times 2, because they worked day and night. So that's the idea behind it. And the reason why that's so good is because we think of slavery as being your actual slaves working with or whatever. But that was only 86 years. Menashe and Ephraim were not allowed to leave Egypt. Do you notice when they wanted to bury Yaakov Avinu, what happened? They wanted to go bury Yaakov Avinu. So what happened? What did Yosef have to do? He had to ask permission to leave. He wasn't able to leave on his own. He was a slave to Paro, even though he wasn't actually a slave. He was a slave in that he couldn't leave for all those years. So for that idea, 430 years, they were not allowed to leave whatsoever. They couldn't do anything, and that was a really crazy shot. The Torah Shlema says another answer that's so similar. The Egyptians ruled over the Canaanite economy at the time. They ruled over Eretz Canaan. For all those 430 years, they were there, and eventually when the Jews came down, that's the idea behind when they were in charge. That's the idea. He says that Ibn Ezra doesn't like it. He says some people say that the Mitzrayim were in charge of the Canaanite economy for 430 years, but we have no proof to that. The Torah Shlema brings down in Sif Tuf Resh Aleph 6 archaeological proofs that Eretz Mitzrayim was in charge of the Canaanite economy at the time. And because of that, you could say that they literally were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. They were in a, what do they call it? Like when you have an island that's owned by America, like someone's a province. Is that what it is? Virgin Islands, for example. What are they? They're not a state, obviously, but the Virgin Islands are a
territory?
Yeah, not really a territory either. I don't know what it is, but it's something that belongs
to them.
That's a province? I think it's called a province then. So a province that belongs to them, it's the same thing. Canaan belongs to the time. So in theory, they were there for 430 years. Yeah, Puerto Rico. Yeah, similar. The exact same thing. The Shari Aaron says that aside from the 215 years of slavery that the Jews had, the Malachim were Meshuvet as well. The angels were down there. The angels were in for the 430 years. Now, 215 of the Jews, 215 of the Malachim. And that's 430 altogether. Tzioni, brought by the Al-Kuruveni, says that when the Bris Ben Abisarim happened, many Malachim went to Mitzrayim at that moment. The angels were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. They were there from the Bris Ben Abisarim until the Jews left. Angels were there already getting the land ready for the Jews. They stayed while the Jews were there, and those angels left after 430 years. That's why it says, Uvitzivos Bnei Yisrael. The Malachim of Bnei Yisrael left after 430 years. That's what he says. The Igret HaKala says it as well. The sparks of Kedusha left after 430 years. We're going to end with one last thing. Rav Dessler in Michtav Melio, Chelek Dalet, page 287 says that even if you don't feel the pain of Gullus, even if you don't feel it, even when you're in Gullus, your mazel, your malach does. Your malach feels it. You have the feelings of Gullus within you, even if you don't think it's there. And it's hard to get yourself out of that. For 430 years, ever since Amalachim were subjugated to the angels of Mitzrayim because of the words of the base of the words of the Bris Ben Abisarim, we felt like we were in Gullus, even though we weren't actually in Gullus. It was as if we were in Gullus, even though we weren't actually there. The only time we were able to feel free from Avraham Avinu at the age of 70, when he had the Bris Ben Abisarim and the Malachim went down, from that point until the Jews left Mitzrayim, there was no feeling of freedom for 430 years. They felt like they were subjugated for those 430 years. That's Rav Dessler's idea of how to understand the Malachim left after 430. We finally felt like we were free. And it applies over here as well. We don't feel free even though we live in a land where we can do whatever we want. We feel like there's something missing. Like we're missing God. We're missing some type of Kedusha. We're missing something. It's the same thing by our goals. We just don't know what we're missing. We have no idea what's going on. And that's our problem. Our problem is that we think to ourselves that we're free, but we're not. And we know we're not. And deep down inside we realize we're not. And that's the problem. When you're in Gullus, your Malach is in Gullus. And until the Malach gets out of Gullus, the mazel that you're under, not the mazel as in constellation, but the mazel that's taking care of you, gets out of Gullus, you don't feel a thing. You have no idea how to get yourself out of it. It's a cool concept, but we'll stop with that.